So has it been a productive week coming off the couple days of rest? You guys feel good about the way this week of practice has gone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we have had a good week of practice, and guys have been really focused in and making sure that we're doing everything necessary to play well this weekend, and that's our goal, and we've made a good head start to do that.
What has it felt like these last couple seasons to exit the playoffs early?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing you really look to try and do. I mean, you work so hard to try and get to a certain point, and then to lose like that. But you know, the last 2 years are the last 2 years, and we moved on from it. And you know, we're looking forward to this new season and this new playoffs, and we're kind of moving forward from that.
Which way is it? Have you seen Denver do anything differently or maybe make improvements since the last time you guys have played them in these last 4 weeks? Bill said that, you know, if a team's not better 4 weeks later, then they're doing something wrong. What have you noticed that they've been doing well as of late?
Well, I mean, they've gone after the quarterback pretty well. I mean, they have really good rushers, and the guys are covering well, and they're tackling a lot better, and getting off the field on third down, and holding teams to field goals and things like that. So across the board, they're doing a lot of things well that, you know, we're going to have to be on top of everything to make sure that we come away with points at the end of our drives.
What is that thing on your face?
What's that? That is the mustache. Yeah.
Talk about what's going on.
Does it have a name yet?
I don't know. I think some people have come up with names, but I don't know. We haven't come up with one yet, but I don't know. It seems to give you power, especially like late in the season and stuff. And I've been feeling it this week, and hopefully, you know, it carries through to Saturday.
Are you a superstitious guy, though?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm always the first to arrive here, and you know, go through a whole set of, you know, pregame rituals to make sure I'm ready for the game, and adding this one to it will probably be a good one.
What do you think of all the attention given to your kids?
You know, I mean, he's done a great job. I mean, you got to credit the guy. He's played really well and done a lot of good things. And it's been unorthodox of what people are used to, but it works. And you know, you got to give your hats off to the guy. He's done really well.
What do you think the job that the Broncos did on you? Obviously, they gave you a lot of attention in the first meeting. Their nickel corner, Chris Harris, who I think spent a lot of time with you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they do a good job collectively on defense and playing really well together and having, you know, the linebackers help or safety help or anything else, and they use that help really well. And you know, across the board, they got great DBs and they do a great job back there. And so we got to make sure we're on top of everything and do a good job against them and hopefully come away with a lot of points.
Do you like the chance to get to go against a guy like Champ Bailey? See a matchup like that for best of your position,
Yeah, I mean, you always like to go against the best, and then at the same time, you want to make sure that you're getting open and catching the ball, and it's not easy to do against them. So, you know, yeah, you do want to do well and get to see the best, and at the same time, you want to do well, and so you got to make sure that you're running good routes and doing what you need to do to get open against a guy like that.
If that mustache does give you power, will we see you grow something into like the handlebar variety? Is that going to be a permanent staple?
No, I mean, yeah, probably not the handlebar. I'll probably just stick with it right here. This is kind of like my go-to, so I'll probably just stick with this one.
Have you gotten support from other people you know? Any of your friends growing mustaches, fans, or?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of the Twitter followers. You know, they've been posting their pics of their stashes with me, and hopefully here at Gillette will, you know, kind of be stashed out and ready to go for the game.
What about, is it your fiance? What does she think about your stash?
She loves it. She loves it. So, yeah, she's very, very much enjoying it.
Were you able to find the charity? I mean, is there going to be a charity?
Yes, I'm going to give it to Wes Welker Foundation, so helping inner city kids in Oklahoma City.